Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Luke chapter 20, verses 27 through 40. The Reverend Steve Hokana is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, having a wife but no children, the man must take the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. Now, there were seven brothers. The first took a wife and died without children. And the second and the third took her, and likewise, all seven left no children and died. Afterward, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had her as wife. And Jesus said to them, the sons of this age marry and are given in marriage, but those who are considered worthy to attain to that age and to the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. For they cannot die anymore, because they are equal to angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. But that the dead are raised, even Moses showed in the passage about the bush, where he calls the Lord the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. Now he is not God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him. Then some of the scribes answered, Teacher, you have spoken well, for they no longer dared to ask him any question. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The basis for today's meditation is recorded in Luke chapter 20. The text to which I read a moment ago. This is a wonderful text. When the Lord speaks, he's not talking just to those in the pages of Scripture as if we're a passive audience, but he's talking to us as well. And there's so much here in the Gospel of Luke in just this 20th chapter. We could spend a great deal of time exploring the Sadducees faction and the Pharisees and provide a comparison and contrast. In the book of Acts, chapter 5, the issue of the resurrection comes up again. So this is indicative of a group that is extensive in the Jewish community, the Sadducees. And I suppose we could identify and drill down on the gotcha question. The gotcha question of the Sadducees. A rigged question, framed so tightly that they were no doubt smug and confident that their rapier-sharp skills trapped Jesus, not knowing that they were talking to the Lord God, the King of the universe. I suppose we could draw something useful this morning about ancient rhetoric, perhaps the role of classes in the ancient Israeli society. I mean, there is something to be gained there, I suppose. But if we look exclusively at these theological movements, political, social, of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, or spent time in the woman and marrying brothers query, we will lose what Christ our Lord is trying to teach us and why we are here in chapel this morning. So here is the crucial point of this encounter. Jesus said, now he is not God of the dead, but God of the living, for all live to him. This is a loud, earth-shattering thunderclap pointing to the action and activity of God's Son, our Savior. We're not to live in the world of the theoretical, the gotcha questions, pious speculation, or a question, if sincere, which I doubt, would assuage our curiosity or grow our faith. We are different. Once lost in sin, hopeless and irredeemable, and we're changed. We're changed by the action and activity of our Lord alone. We are a redeemed people, tethered to Christ's victory over the grave and the recipients of life eternal. The resurrection is a belief that we must hold dear. It is constantly challenged, constantly attacked. Luther said concerning the belief of the resurrection, "He who would preach the gospel must go directly to preaching the resurrection of Christ. He who does not preach the resurrection is no apostle. For were there no resurrection, we would have neither comfort or hope, and everything else Christ did and suffered would be in vain." So we are indeed a redeemed people through Christ, our Lord, on the cross. This is where we reside. We are recipients of the gift of the blood of the Lamb Jesus, who takes away the sin of the world. We are members of his body, the church. We hold fast to the promise of a bodily resurrection. Among the most famous passages of Scripture concerning this is 1 Corinthians 15. "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed." We are his children who will hear that great trumpet echoed in 1 Corinthians 15, and we will rise with a new body to life everlasting. Now, we are undeserving of this gift of life, this gift of the resurrection. We are indeed poor, miserable sinners. We deserve nothing but the wrath of the Almighty Judge. But God chooses to deal with us in a whole unique way by the sending of his Son to redeem the world through the cross. The change in our identity is a result of his work on the cross. We are now children of God. We are sons of the resurrection. And this is not a new teaching or a corruption of the words of Scripture. It is crystal clear in its continuity from Genesis all the way through to the revelation of Jesus Christ to St. John. To make his point about the bodily resurrection, Jesus harkens back to Moses, who identifies the Lord as a God of the living, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now, we do not know when that date of the resurrection will come, but it will come. And it will be a great, wonderful day. But until then, there is much to do. We are not to be an isolated people, but we are to engage the world and tell of the good news. Proclaim the goodness of God in our actions as well as our words. We live the Great Commission to go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching all that Jesus has commanded us, and we know he will be with us always to the very end of the age. And so we take this gift of hope, and we take this gift of promise, and we carry it out to the world. What a great and glorious way to celebrate the commissioning of God's children for Clary and for James to the world. Pastor Baumgartner, Deaconess Fritchie, commissioned this morning for the work of the Office of the International Mission. You are a blessing to the church. You are a gift. We are thankful to God that you will embolden the mission of our church, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, to follow through on the Great Commission to teach and to baptize in the making of disciples. Your vocation, your calling, is tied to the great shepherd of the sheep who took away the sting of death, exchanging it for the crown of life. And make us long for that glorious day of the resurrection that we will enjoy. Again, Jesus says, "Now he is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him." In Jesus' death and resurrection, it opened to us by way through the Holy Spirit to give us pastors and parents, deaconesses, Sunday school teachers, missionaries that embolden us to serve him. He is the author of our life. He is the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. In Jesus' holy and precious name, amen. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.